listening to Total Information AM on 104.1 FM KMOX. Here's Debbie Monterey.
For a lot of people, trees just exist and we don't think about them too much. But of course, the May 16th tornado brought a lot of attention to trees because we lost so many of them across Forest Park in North St. Louis. One organization that has been working hard to replant those trees is Forest Relief. Executive Director Meredith Perkins is joining me. And Meredith, there has been a lot of attention to your organization and the need to get trees back in the ground.
It has been so validating, Debbie, to see the commitment and the interest of the St. Louis community wanting to replant the trees that have been lost and really to even up our game and continue to grow that canopy beyond what we lost.
Do you have any idea? I know there have been different estimates about Forest Park, but if you had to guess, how many trees did we lose?
Oh my gosh, that's if I had a magic wand, that would be the one thing I would wish for, is that I could actually calculate that. We know it's thousands, maybe 10,000, maybe more. Forest Park alone lost 5,000 or so trees. The city streets, in particular areas in North City, in the West End, are completely devoid of trees. So hundreds of trees just on individual street segments. And that doesn't even count the trees that are in people's backyards or in vacant lots or other places that we just haven't even gotten to counting yet. So we're waiting on the numbers from the city forestry department. The Forestry Commissioner Alan Jankowski is working tirelessly to get a count so we can get support from the state and from the federal government and FEMA for some of the cleanup and also replanting. But we know it's significant.
Before the tornado hit, your organization, Forest Relief, was already working in North City and working on a plan to plant more trees because it has been an area of the city that didn't have enough trees to begin with, right?
That's right. That's right. We really love to see a healthy tree canopy because it supports healthy people and healthy activities, and it really builds quality of life. We know that different neighborhoods have different tree canopy, and that impacts air quality, and it impacts aesthetics, and it impacts how many people want to walk down the street in the middle of July. So we have been really prioritizing areas with low tree canopy, and a lot of them are in North City, which now just happens to be also the areas that have been hit hardest with the tornado. So it's been really refreshing to be able to go out and see some of the small trees that we have planted over the last 5 or 6 years, and those trees are established and didn't get damaged. They're small enough to be resilient from those storms. And so that's really inspiring us to continue doing our work because we're planting for the future and we have to do that now in order for those trees to be established for the next 20, 30, 50 years.
There are several ways that people can help if they're interested in reforesting, if that's the right word, the tree canopy all over the city and beyond. Coming up on Saturday, tell us a little bit about what's happening with Arbormeisters.
Arbormeisters is our annual fundraiser and kind of kickoff to the fall. We'll be distributing about 8,000 trees from our Forest Relief Arboretum and Nursery in Crevecoeur Park this fall. And right before all the trucks start coming and taking those trees to their forever homes in 300 or so community planting partners locations across the state, but primarily here in the St. Louis region, we host a little fall festival. So we have craft brewers and home brewers here to kind of kick off the season, and we invite our home brewers to use a tree ingredient. So that's kind of the interesting edge of this particular event. We have a popularity contest where all the home brewers come with their pawpaw pilsners and their pecan brown ales, and it's a really great way to celebrate trees and support the organization.
And this is actually at the Forest Relief Nursery and Arboretum, which is right on the edge of Crevecoeur Park.
Correct. So we grow about 25,000 native trees and shrubs at that nursery and arboretum right south of the Page Extension in Crevecoeur Park. We have a great relationship with St. Louis County, and they allow us to have our operation there in the park, and then we provide trees for their county park plantings. So this event will be in the trees among the operation. We'll be giving tours of the Arboretum, answering questions about the organization, lots of raffle prizes and fun. It looks like it's going to be a really beautiful day too. So a great time to be in the park with the trees and toasting to the future canopy.
And that is at the Arbormeister's Homebrew and Craft Beer Festival this Saturday from 4 to 7. But then I also heard that Maxine Clark is getting involved to help with forest relief.
That's correct. Maxine Clark has been just such a fierce support of the tree canopy, and she had reached out because of her concern about the loss of trees across the city, and particularly in Forest Park, but really as she recognized the loss around the city, she came to Forest Relief and Forest Park Forever and the city forestry and said, hey, how can I help? And brought this idea of a Trick or Trees campaign, really focused around encouraging the youth of the city to have a philanthropic spirit and to have an opportunity to do something to support the tree canopy effort. We don't have volunteer events. We can't get everyone out planting trees, you know, as many as we need, but everybody can do their part. And so Maxine really wants to inspire the young people to take action and give, you know, do something fun that they can really feel good about.
Well, if you'd like more information on any of that, you can check out Forest Relief. It's spelled R-E-L-E-A-F. And your website, Meredith, is?
It's more, M-O-R-E, leaf, L-E-A-F, .org.
All right. That is Meredith Perkins, Executive Director of Forest Relief, joining us here on KMOX.